Meanwhile, as lockdowns roll on around the country, the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, says he sympathises with businesses that want to make COVID vaccination compulsory for their employees. Mr. Joyce is himself now caught up in lockdown in northern New South Wales and has been forced to miss Parliament this week as a result. He says he understands why many in the community are frustrated and angry with the government and isn't surprised the Coalition trails the opposition in major opinion polls. Here's political reporter James Glenday.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. My question's to the Prime Minister. Will the government rule out economic incentives for vaccinations?
Parliament's back in Canberra, and once again the pandemic is the only real issue on the agenda, with the opposition leader Anthony Albanese spending much of his day attacking the Prime Minister over the slow vaccine rollout.
Mr. Speaker, what we'll rule out is bad ideas, Mr. Speaker. That's what we'll rule out.
Members on
we'll rule out bad ideas.
Scott Morrison continues to reject Labor's idea of offering $300 to all Australians who get vaccinated by the start of December. It's a rare proposal that's gained traction in the tabloid media and sparked debate on talkback radio, much to the annoyance of several members of the government, as it comes at a time when large swathes of the population is locked down, including now the Deputy Prime Minister.
So kept in close contact with ACT Health via my office, and sure enough, they said, if you want to come to Canberra, then you get to stay at your own expense in a hotel for 14 days. Didn't think that was a good idea.
Barnaby Joyce was denied entry to Canberra after stay-at-home orders were imposed in Armidale in northern New South Wales. Now he's working remotely from a car on his family's farm.
The advantage I've got is we've got a property. In certain areas of that property, you get good mobile service, 4G service. So I just drive to the ridge where I think I can get it and make my calls from there.
From one of those ridges, he told the ABC he particularly sympathises with businesses that are struggling right now around the nation. And he'd understand if they wanted to make their employees get a COVID-19 vaccination as a condition of returning to work.
I think private enterprise has a greater right or a greater logic to say, unless you're intending to pay my insurance bill, my rates bill, my wages bill, my deep cleaning if something goes wrong, then I need to get vaccinated so I can get back to making a dollar as quickly as possible.
Do you think the government should support those people if they get sued? Because there's a risk.
I suppose there is. And this is a test case. I don't know whether how big that liability would be. And you've got to be really, really careful in this job that you don't say, oh, I think the government should support that. And then later on find out it comes with a price tag of multiple billions of dollars.
Business lobby groups want much clearer direction and support than that from the Commonwealth. Last week, state and territory leaders decided they'd leave it up to individual companies to decide whether to force their workers to get a jab. Innes Willicks from the Australian Industry Group says employers will get tied up in the courts unless there's government intervention.
This has sort of been like a ping pong ball between health and safety when it comes to policy setting in government. And business now starts to need to get some clear directions. They're going to go on their own, and we're going to run, and business is going to run into lawsuits and claims around discrimination and privacy and the like. We're already seeing overseas a lot of businesses just basically starting to make decisions to offload employees who decline to get vaccinated. And that's going to be a test here.
But some on the government backbench think it's a bit early to have this conversation, given parts of the population haven't had a chance to get vaccinated yet. Liberal Senator James Patterson says different industries are also likely to have different requirements.
There are some businesses where it will be obviously necessary, like aged care and other healthcare settings. But businesses need to carefully consider beyond that whether or not it is reasonably necessary for them to operate their business safely to mandate it of their workers.
The opposition's health spokesman, Mark Butler, says it would be good if unions, business groups and the government could all agree on a plan.
There are complex issues to work through in the workplace, and these issues are simply not going to disappear. Scott Morrison should be sitting down now with business and with unions to work through these workplace vaccination issues. But the issue today, of course, is one of supply. Too many people who want a vaccine simply can't get it.
The Coalition is very sensitive to criticism about vaccine supply, and this afternoon the Prime Minister held a press conference to announce a new COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has given provisional approval for the use of Moderna for Australians aged 18 years and over. We will have 10 million of the Moderna doses arriving before the end of this year. The first 1 million doses is on track to arrive next month and will go to pharmacies.
But the opposition says the announcement again only serves to highlight that Australia is behind in its rollout, given Moderna is already in use in other parts of the world.
Political reporter James Glenday from Canberra.